I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. We've been hearing a lot about the rising persecution of Christians in China, but Bibles for China's James St. John shares there's more to the story.
When it comes to China and dealing with religious issues, a lot of those are very local. Changing of leadership on a local level many times changes policies or changes the enforcement of policies. Some people are much more conservative, and then you swing to the other side where the government officials are excited about this group of believers being in their city because they've seen that they're making a huge difference.
Oppression may be localized, but the growing hunger for God is not. Bibles for China invites you to join them as they expand their ministry to distribute Bibles across China with permission from the government. Learn more about their efforts at missionnews.org. And did you know of the 127 million people in Japan, only 1% are Christians? Pastor Joshua Hari with Asian Access has a dream to double the believers in Japan by the year 2023. Where is he starting? With the younger generation. Joshua Hari.
Started the church gets old. The crying needs to start the new wineskin, which means that we need to start the new church for the new people groups or younger age.
The vision of Asian Access is to plant as many churches as there are 7-Eleven convenience stores. Hari knows this younger generation is key in accomplishing this. So to encourage the next generation of leadership, Asian Access is launching a pastor training course for evangelists under 30. Learn more and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.